According to Nilu Puspa, through meeting incentive convention and exhibition other MICE, the tourist foreign exchange target can be achieved. Nilu further explained that MICE does not always rely on the government through the state budget, but can also be organized by the private sector and the community. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, Agus Jamil, encourages the use of electric public transportation in everyday life. According to him, this effort is more effective in suppressing air pollution, which is a current concern. During an interview with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday, he stated that such effort would be likely more effective to reduce air pollution in big cities, including Jakarta.
The objective is to get the clean air, the climate, the less emission, the less emission. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, like, if we spend more on the EV for the public transportation, for the electric bus. This is Jakarta now. At the moment, we have around 300. Electric bus or the commuter line, like LRT, things like that, yeah, which is one go, you can carry a lot of people, that reduce traffic and reduce the emission. That will be, need to consider more, yeah, to have a public transportation based on the clean fuel, like electric.
Previously, the Minister of Investment and Downstream and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, conveyed the government's discourse to encourage the development of the Pindad Maung tactical vehicle into an electric vehicle. According to him, this can accelerate the energy transition to renewable energy. On the other hand, PT Pindad already has one prototype, namely the Pindad Morino electric vehicle, which was introduced some time ago. Based on information on the official PT Pindad website, the Morino EV is a light four-wheeled electric vehicle to support operations with high mobility. A state-owned food company ensures food stability during the Islamic month of Ramadan. Rama Shidki Pratama has the details.
Kami senantiasa sebagai holding pangan BUMN untuk mensupport ya ketersediaan pangan ini dengan harga yang sesuai yang ditetapkan oleh pemerintah. Bahkan kemarin dengan Pak Kapolri juga ya intinya jangan sampai.
We as the state-owned food holding company always support food availability with prices that align with those set by the government. Even at yesterday's meeting with the National Police Chief, the main point was there should be no exceedance above the highest retail price. So the hope is that sellers can maintain this and not take advantage by raising prices. Despite its status as a commercial company, ID Food is assigned by the Indonesian government to maintain food availability and its price stability alongside other institutions, especially 10 food stocks, such as sugar, meat, and cooking oil. Sis Apik added that the company has involved the state-owned postal company, Pos Indonesia, to ensure smooth food distribution. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian House of Representatives legislation body conducted a working visit to West Nusa Tenggara to absorb aspirations related to the revision of the law on the protection of Indonesian migrant workers. This visit aims to enrich the substance of the revision of law number 18 of 2017 and resolve various West Nusa Tenggara issues, from illegal migrant workers to legal protection and human rights. The chairman of the House legislation body, Bob Hassan, revealed West Nusa Tenggara is one of the largest migrant workers contributors in Indonesia.
Lihat bahwa NTB ini kan termasuk pemerah tenaga kerja atau pekerja migran Indonesia yang cukup besar. Ya. Kalau nggak salah tadi ranking penyimpat ya. Yang legal itu ada 50 ribu lebih.
See, that is one of the largest providers of Indonesian migrant workers. If I'm not mistaken, it was ranked fourth. There are more than 50,000 legal ones working abroad. However, it is not clearly recorded. Perhaps there are many more who are unofficial. It is very important that the drafting of our law this time must really have a novelty of renewal, where we must also improve human rights, even though they are illegal migrant workers. According to Bob Hasan, the House of Representatives legislation body is trying to collect empirical data as material for formulating the concept of an academic manuscript for the revision of the law. This revision of the law is expected to provide optimal protection for migrant workers from the departure process to their return, as well as improving the welfare and legal certainty for those working abroad. We continue with an Indonesian nutritionist, Wita Rizky Amelia, who suggested Muslims not eating much carbohydrate during their month-long Ramadan fast. In a VOI talk interview by RRI Voice of Indonesia on Friday, she advised Muslims to eat more proteins while taking the sahur, or pre-fasting meal before the dawn.
Before dawn, every people try to eat mostly were carbohydrates, right? Mm-hmm. But actually, what we need is not just carbohydrates. We need to have an endurance during the day, so we need mostly were proteins, okay? Because if you eat a lot of carbohydrates in sugar, you cannot have the endurance during the day.
Amelia added, a fasting person should also eat vegetables and avoid eating lots of sugar. According to her, eating too much sugar can accelerate dehydration during fasting. Amelia also advised people with congenital diseases to see the doctor before fasting to check up their health condition. The last news comes from Indonesian racer Sean Gelail made history at the FIA World Endurance Championship by becoming the first Indonesian racer to win pole position after recording the fastest time of 1 minute 54.239 seconds in the hyper pole session of the LMGT3 class at a Lusail International Circuit, Qatar, on Thursday local time. Driving the McLaren 720S LMGT3 Evo belonging to the United Auto Sports team, Sean ensured his team started from pole position in the Qatar 18-12 kilometer race held on Friday. Sean, in a written statement received in Jakarta on Friday, said, McLaren car seemed very suitable for the Lusail circuit, so his team could be fast. Sean's success was even more complete with United Autosports dominance. His teammate Sebastian Bout, driving the number 59 car, took second place, giving the British team a front row lookout for the race. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, listeners, now is time for us to present you with commentary.
At RRI Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Today's commentary is on benefits of fasting for physical and mental health. Indonesia is a country with predominantly Muslim population. For Muslims all over the world, including in Indonesia, the fasting month of Ramadan in the Islamic calendar, which this year coincides with March in the Gregorian calendar, is a month full of grace and forgiveness. There are many wisdoms and benefits of fasting that can be obtained if you do it wholeheartedly, not just physical but also spiritual benefits. It is even said that fasting can increase a person's intelligence. Fasting can train faith, increase spiritual levels, and gain forgiveness from Allah, the Almighty God. Fasting regularly is thought to minimize the risk of heart disease, cholesterol, and hypertension compared to people who do not fast. This is because fasting can form a person's habit of maintaining a regular and healthier diet. Not only physically, fasting is also beneficial for mental health. It can help reduce stress-inducing hormones and stimulate endorphins, which are good for reducing anxiety. This is because the function of fasting improves the body metabolism. Fasting can also develop your intelligence. Research from the American College of Cardiology in New Orleans states that fasting can improve brain function by increasing the protein produced in the brain. This protein can help rejuvenate and regenerate brain stem cells. A Muslim who fasts wholeheartedly will feel close to God. This is what makes a person have an inner atmosphere that is calmer, can think clearly, and is far from excessive anger. Indeed, a fasting person is not only obliged to fast from dawn to dusk, but must also control emotions and do various good deeds. Researchers from the American College of Cardiology in New Orleans also stated, fasting with the intention of purifying the soul can overcome bad intentions such as violating norms within oneself. This means that fasting is actually highly recommended for physical and mental health, not only for Muslims who do it because of obligation, but for everyone regardless of religion and belief, considering its benefits. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that's commentary and today's news. Word of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is the national hero of Indonesia and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader.
Warnai hari. Untuk cinta sesaat.
Kempal Plerat is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempal Plerat, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Kempal Plerat is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempal Plerat, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempal as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempal comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempal plerat is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of Es Kempal Plerat, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah.
It is quite affordable, isn't it?
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still tuning in on Voice of Indonesia, the English service of Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian culture, art, tradition, food, and many other interesting things from Indonesia that we present to you on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, today's editions of Indonesian Wonder will introduce you the Kaaba Hill from Bengkulu. Listeners, Kaaba Hill is included in the Nature Tourism Park, the largest flower conservation area in the world, namely the giant Rafflesia arnoldi flowers, and has an area of around 13,940 hectares and is at an altitude of more than 1,900 meters above sea level. This natural tourist area is located in Rejang Lebong Regency, Bengkulu province, and about 90 kilometers west of Bengkulu city. For visitors who want to visit this location, can reach it from Bengkulu City or Palembang City via Lahat Regency. Access to this natural tourist location is also quite easy. Surrounded by natural conditions that are still very beautiful, this location is one of the favorite tourist attractions for visitors, especially Bengkulu residents or beginners climbers. Visitors who come to this location will be presented with a natural view in the form of tropical rainforest, which is still very natural and gives the impressions of calm, and the air is quite cool. To get to the top of this hill, there are two access points, namely via footpath, which can be only traversed on foot, or via paved road, which can be passed by both two-wheeled and four-wheeled vehicles. Footpaths can be chosen for visitors who want to get a natural atmosphere with hiking activities. Meanwhile, the paved path is intended for visitors who do not have enough stamina to hike on foot. When starting to climb Kaaba Hills, visitors will enjoy the panoramic view of the vegetable gardens of local residents. When entering the forest area, visitors will feel the cool air and the chirping of birds, which seem to welcome the visitors. The further go up, visitors will find that the tree vegetation becomes less and less. This indicates the journey is getting closer to the camping locations. This camping location is often used by visitors to enjoy views of the sunrise or sunset. From this location, visitors can continue the journey, which is divided into two more routes, namely the ascending and descending routes. Visitors who want to enjoy views of the mountain crater from the top of the hill will choose the climbing routes. Meanwhile, those who want to see the crater up close will choose the descending route. For visitors who want to see the crater up close, it is recommended to wear a mask because the smell of the sulfur is very strong around the crater. In this tourist area, there are several facilities that were deliberately built by the management for the comfort of visitors. The management of this hill, or known as Bogdanwis, or Tourist Awareness Group, provides facilities such as transportations, accommodations, food, or catering facilities for climbers who choose to camp at the locations, guides, and much more. The entrance ticket price offered by the management is quite cheap. Visitors will only be charged an entrance fee of around 5,000 rupiah per person, and BUMDES, or village-owned enterprise service, of 6,500 Indonesian rupiahs. Meanwhile, vehicle parking costs range from 10,000 to 15,000 rupiahs. That was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. I'll see you again.
Aku kosong, dan ini cuma masalah. The Great Night Count. with a bright smile, even when the lifestyle looks cool. Kini jiwa ku terang, jam dan hati ku tergoreng. Pandangan yang tajam, ku hampiri dia. Kita bertukar info, tak masuk majalah tapi kita dalam tempo. Musik disco ini disco karena dia bukan gadis. Ku lelaki bermulut pahit ambil gadis manis. Mata-mata melihatku seperti James Bond. And I went home, yeah I went home. Perjumpaan yang pendek tapi aku bilang so long. Perjumpaan yang pendek tapi aku bilang so long.
Indonesia.
Listener, the free nutritious meals program carried out by the Indonesian government has been running up to now. The implementation of the program also has its challenges. What are the challenges? Here is the answer of Professor of the Department of Community Nutrition, Faculty of Human Ecology, IPB University, Professor Dr. Hardinsyah MS.
The challenge I think first, how the manager of each of the food service unit, the SPPG, can continuously provide variety of quality and safety nutritious food based on the local availability of the food. Without depending on the local food availability, the program later on will be biased. That's why we need also the role of the local agriculture office, local fishery office, and animal husbandry office to produce more fruit locally. Yeah. So the benefit also is not only for the children and mother, the target beneficiaries, but the benefit also will gain by the local farmers, by the local traders, by the producers of the local food. And the second one, the challenge is how to maintain the safety of the kitchen, the facility in the SPPG or in the food service unit, including water and sanitation, to maintain the safety of the food provided to the target beneficiaries. We cannot imagine if something wrong, missing in the control of the food safety states, and then we'll have a big problem. So as long as we maintain the sanitation of the food service unit and also the people working there and all the process be safety, and then the challenge will be minimized on the food safety.
Well, listener, to get the details about the talks, watch on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the Perusahaan Ekspedisi. The Perusahaan Ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about per sepeda motor. Per sepeda motor. which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, per sepeda motor. Per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000, Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya? Berapa biaya? Which means, how much is the fee? Mengirim. Mengirim. Which means, to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Which means, the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000, which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta. Kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor. Per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Viewer listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Penjaga Hati by Anggirian featuring New Normal Keroncong. The song, which was released in 2001, was popularized by an Indonesian noted male singer, Ari Lasso. The song composed by Piyu Padi tells about someone who really admires the love of his life. He will give up his whole to be the guardian of her heart. Well, listener, here is Anggirian featuring New Normal Keroncong with the song Penjaga Hati. Happy listening!
Tak pernah aku impikan betapa beratnya meruntuhkan hatimu. Lama sudah ku menunggu seutas harapan tulus cintamu. Tak pernah aku impikan betapa beratnya meruntuhkan hatimu. Lama sudah ku menunggu seutas harapan tulus cintamu. Takkan ku temui wanita sepertimu, takkan ku dapatkan rasa cinta ini.
Hatimu, bayangkan
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia. Make sure you send us your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or you can send a direct message, mention us on Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official, voi_official. We are also available on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma, along with the other crew today. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy welcoming the fasting month of Ramadan for all Muslims around the world. Keep tuning in on Indonesia Today and the English service of Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW 3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz, atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world.
Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Halo, selamat bergabung pendengar di seluruh dunia. Kembali lagi bersama saya Agus Antika dalam siaran berbahasa Indonesia, hanya di Voice of Indonesia. Satu jam ke depan kita akan menemani Anda dengan informasi terkini, musik Indonesia yang berkualitas, dan suasana santai yang menghangatkan pastinya. Diawali dengan berita terkini dari tanah air bersama rekan saya, Sumarno.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sore berita penting. Presiden Prabowo mengatakan kepala daerah terpilih adalah abdi dan pelayan rakyat. Kementerian Pariwisata optimistis tahun 2025 mencapai 14,6 hingga 16 juta kunjungan wisatawan mancanegara. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Presiden Republik Indonesia Prabowo Subianto menegaskan kepala daerah yang telah terpilih merupakan abdi dan pelayan rakyat. Hal itu disampaikan Presiden Prabowo Subianto saat jamuan santap malam retreat di Akademi Militer atau AKMIL, Magelang, Jawa Tengah. Presiden Prabowo menjelaskan, tujuan retreat adalah saling mengenal dan membangun kerjasama antar kepala daerah.
Saya sampaikan dan saya tegaskan kembali, kita sudah menjadi pejabat negara, kita semuanya wali kota, wakil wali kota, bupati, wakil bupati, gubernur, wakil gubernur, kita semua dipilih rakyat, kita abdi rakyat, kita pelayan rakyat, kita pemimpin rakyat.
Presiden Prabowo Subianto juga menyampaikan seluruh kepala daerah yang hadir memiliki latar belakang, tetapi merupakan keluarga besar bangsa Indonesia. Jamuan makan malam bersama para kepala daerah dan taruna di Ruang Makan Ocean Kompleks Akademi Militer Magelang, Jawa Tengah ini digelar dalam rangka retreat kepala daerah sebagai wadah untuk mempererat hubungan dan sinergi dalam kepemimpinan nasional. Perintah selanjutnya. Badan Legislasi DPR RI melakukan kunjungan kerja ke Nusa Tenggara Barat untuk menyerap aspirasi terkait revisi Undang-Undang Perlindungan Pekerja Migran Indonesia atau PMI. Kunjungan ini bertujuan untuk memperkaya substansi revisi Undang-Undang Nomor 18 tahun 2017 dan menyelesaikan berbagai persoalan PMI, mulai dari PMI ilegal hingga perlindungan hukum dan hak asasi. Ketua Badan Legislasi DPR RI Bob Hasan mengungkapkan bahwa NTB merupakan salah satu daerah penyumbang PMI terbesar di Indonesia.
Lihat bahwa NTB ini kan termasuk pengerah tenaga kerja atau pekerja migran Indonesia yang cukup besar. Ya. Kalau nggak salah tadi ranking penyimpat ya. Yang legal itu ada 50 ribu lebih yang bekerja di luar negeri. Namun demikian tidak terdata dengan jelas, mungkin jauh lebih banyak yang tidak resmi. Menjadi penting sekali bahwa penyusunan undang-undang kita kali ini harus betul-betul memiliki novelty pembaharuan yang dimana kita juga harus meningkatkan human rights, hak asasi manusia, sekalipun itu mereka adalah pekerja migran yang ilegal.
Oleh karena itu, menurut Bob Hasan, yang merupakan legislator dari fraksi Partai Gerindra, Balik DPR RI berupaya mengumpulkan data empiris sebagai bahan perumusan konsep naskah akademik revisi undang-undang. Revisi undang-undang ini diharapkan memberikan perlindungan optimal bagi PMI, mulai dari proses pemberangkatan hingga kepulangan, serta meningkatkan kesejahteraan dan kepastian hukum bagi mereka yang bekerja di luar negeri. Kunjungan kerja ini merupakan bagian dari upaya DPR RI untuk memastikan regulasi yang dihasilkan benar-benar menjawab kebutuhan dan permasalahan yang dihadapi oleh PMI. Berita terakhir. Kementerian Pariwisata menargetkan jumlah wisatawan mancanegara yang berkunjung ke Indonesia pada 2025 mencapai angka 14,6 hingga 16 juta kunjungan. Sementara itu jumlah wisatawan Nusantara ditargetkan sebesar 1,8 miliar pergerakan. Hal tersebut disampaikan Wakil Menteri Pariwisata Niluh Puspa saat memberikan sambutan pada pelantikan Dewan Pengurus Pusat Federasi Olahraga Kreasi Budaya Indonesia, POKBI, periode 2024-2025.